You're listening to The Owl's Nest. I'm Matt Terry, and today we are here at Club Row. It's in the offices of Student Life. The offices of Student Life, every single semester, work very hard to bring diversity and knowledge about different student organizations to you, Harford. And we have a few sound bites from some of the members of the different clubs, so let's listen in. Right now, here in the offices of Student Life, I am currently right outside in the beautiful courtyard overlooking the area and the Globe Cafe, and we have the Student Engineering Club here with me right now. Tell me a little bit about yourself, my fine sir, and some of the exciting things that are going on in the Engineering Club right here at Harford Community College.
Hello, I'm Colin Burns. I'm the Vice President of the Harford Community College Engineering Club. So for the past two semesters, so basically this year, we decided we were going to build a electric go-kart from scratch. So last semester we started planning the design, legality of it, cost, calculations, and we basically took that entire semester to get it all planned out, ordered, and ready so that this semester we could have a building period and have a functional go-kart that we built from scratch.
You guys are getting hands-on experience, right, with new technology. I mean, it's got to be thrilling for you.
Oh, yeah, it's incredibly exciting. Happy to be part of it. It's, you know, has ups and downs, but if we can pull it off, I think it's a really, you know, beneficial image for the school, our club, and, you know, also future collaborations with other clubs to accomplish this.
And another thing, too, when is this go-kart planning to be built here in the engineering club?
So we rented out a carpentry shop in Edgewood Hall. So we are going to be going there for anywhere between 6 to 10 hours on Fridays, every Friday for the semester. We're going to be building there. We're going to have overview from Bill Stevens, the engineering advisor, as well as technical trade school advisors over there as well. We'll have possible collaborations with other groups that do, you know, machining, you know, software, all that stuff, math club possibly, to build, you know, the most efficient machine we can get. It's going to be a lot of work.
A lot of work, but rewarding work, it sounds like. And this is your profession, right? You want to do this for a living.
Yeah, it's been a passion of mine since I've been pretty young. I've been, you know, doing any engineering-related stuff forever at, like, APG, anywhere really around here. It's been very good. There's plenty of opportunity around here for internships, especially for engineering, but anything in STEM, really.
And you're getting your first steps right here at Harford Community College.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that afterwards I'll be able to transfer, finish a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering, and then specialize in robotics.
Where are you planning on transferring to?
College Park.
Well, I really wish you all the best with your studies. And you're listening to The Owl's Nest. I'm Matt Terry, your correspondent here. We're talking in the offices of Student Life with all the different student clubs that are going on here today. Now I have Josel, and he is from the Math Club here on campus. Josel, talk to me a little bit about what's going on this semester in the Math Club.
Awesome. Well, first game, we're going to have a Jeopardy game just to start things off. And then we're going to plan for April because we're not sure what to do yet, but big things happening in March. We're going to pie teachers in the face. Have any grudges? And end the semester around May, we're going to go to D.C. to check out the Smithsonian Museums.
Okay, so it sounds like there's a lot more going on than just crunching numbers in the math club. Sounds like you guys like to have some fun, too.
Oh, yeah. We here in math club, we try to make math as fun as possible and try to apply it. And now the boring, just stuck in math class, trying to sleep, get some extra hours in.
How long have you been with the math club?
I was with the math class in my first semester. It's my second semester as president, and I'm about to graduate, but I will try my best to like make the most of it and hopefully push math club up to a good start next semester.
What are you hoping to do after you graduate Harford Community College?
After I graduate, I plan to transfer to University of Maryland College Park for their aerospace engineering program. Hopefully, so I dream to work at NASA, so we'll see how that works.
Keep shooting for the moon, literally, that the pun intended, shooting for the moon. And no doubt, it sounds like you're learning some valuable skills right here at Harford Community College.
Oh, yes, sir. Harford Community College has been like a really pivotal stone for me because I couldn't go to University of Maryland right off the bat because it cost too much. Without Harford Community College, I probably wouldn't start college for a while. So I'm really grateful they gave me this hard start.
I want to thank you so much for coming on to the Owl's Nest, and please keep us apprised of all things going on at the Math Club.
Thank you.
This lovely lady right here, please introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about you and the club.
Hi, everybody. My name is Xiomara Braddon. I'm the president of the Multicultural Student Association here at HCC. I am in my first year here at HCC, and I was lucky enough to find the Multicultural Club. Coming from a military child background and growing up in different places, I definitely feel a multicultural presence on campus is really important. Also, a lot of the international students that we have here on campus from different regions, different countries. It's really important to have a club that celebrates all these different cultures of lifestyles and things like that. So I'm really glad to have so many different people, so many different backgrounds here at the school, here enrolled in the MSA club. It's just so much fun all the time, doing different things, learning about different cultures, focusing on different things. I just really love it.
I'm getting that vibe from you. I really am. So talk to me a little bit about some of the things that are happening here at MSA this semester.
Okay, so here this semester, I know towards the end of the semester, we're going to be taking a trip to DC. So that's going to be something really exciting. Wow. If you are interested in it, you can always come to Student Life and you can always ask questions about that. We're also doing an International Fashion Week coming up. So we're going to have some students run the runway, you know, hoping maybe we can find some cultural designs, dresses, things like that. Right now, today, we're doing the club row, which is all the clubs coming together, highlighting what they're doing. Here at MSA, we have a bunch of different games at the table. You can't see it over the radio, but I'm wearing a nice big sombrero on my head, you know, to, you know, celebrate Hispanic culture. We just really like to learn about different cultures, as many different people from different backgrounds we can get. We love to celebrate that. And like I said, we're always just doing different things at meetings.
I can't say anything else to that. You covered all the bases right there. Well, you're listening to The Owl's Nest, hanging out right now with this lovely young lady from MSA. We're at Club Row right now, the offices of Student Life. OSL does everything they can to help support diversity and make your semester on campus at Hartford Community College a great one. Tell me, anything else that you want to talk to me about the MSA?
If you are from a cultural different background, even if you're just here from Hartford Community, you know, we love to talk to different people. So if you're ever interested, you know, make yourself known to the MSA club.
Can they get in contact with you? Where can they get in contact?
The Office of Student Life, I know Miss Love is always there. So Miss Love runs the Black Student Association. And I'm always in the Student Life area as well. And then if you ever need to contact me, send an email, xbraddon1@owlmail.hartford.edu. And also, if you have the HCC app, you can find all of the clubs on there, all of the club information, and who to contact as well.
With me right now is Josiah, and he is from the psychology club, Psi Beta. Josiah, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me a little bit about the psychology club here on campus. What do you all have coming up this semester?
Well, we are actually really delving into all things, you know, like community service related. We're planning a visit to a equestrian therapy little center here in the county. We're organizing a little membership with the Freemasons of Baltimore, the fraternity, things like that. They're still technically in the embryonic stage, but we're working towards things like that.
Is this your major here at Hartford Community College, psychology?
Yeah, it is.
Tell me a little bit about your major here at HCC. What made you want to get into psychology?
I basically wanted to go into psychology ever since I was in a freshman in high school because I wanted to better understand my mind because I have ADHD, and I wanted to delve into all things like what makes a human tick, what makes a human like behave the way they do, things like that. So I've really found that very interesting, insightful, and I'm really much loving my psychology classes.
Sounds like you're taking your first steps right here at HCC.
Absolutely, absolutely. I take my grades very, very seriously.
What semester are you in right now?
I am currently in my last semester before I transfer to the Towson University Northeastern campus here at HCC. So, looking forward to it.
You're gonna be local to us.
Pretty much. Why would I go to the actual Towson University when I actually like live here. I can just like live like an 8-minute drive. You know what I'm saying?
It's convenience, right? That's what we try to do here at HCC. You know, we try to make things accessible to our students. And speaking of which, is there anything going on right now at Psi Beta?
Well, right now we are getting settled into our the swing of things. We're planning meetings. We're obviously recruiting new students. We're currently actively searching for new executive board members. So far, we have the president, which is me, our vice president, Rodriguez, and we are looking for a secretary and a treasurer to join our ranks and share the love.
That's great. How do they get in touch with you if they want to join?
They can message one of our faculty advisors, Professor Nicolette Krenzian at nkrenzian@owlmail.harford.edu, or our other faculty advisor, Teresa Lilienthal at tlilienthal@owlmail.harford.edu, and they'll be happy to share more information.
Shia, thank you so much. Good luck with all your studies this semester.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, I have with me right now the Student Art Gallery Association. Ladies, please introduce yourself.
Hi, everyone. I'm Meg, the president of the Student Art Gallery Association.
And I'm Jules, the publicity officer for SAGA.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on here at SAGA this semester.
The Student Art Gallery meets on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. at Joppa Hall. We have new exhibits from students every week. For every exhibit, we have a reception in which food and drinks are provided.
This club is a great place to see new art for new peers, get your own exhibition, and also travel. Last spring, we went to Baltimore Museum of Art and American Visionary Arts Museum. And this semester, we're planning on taking another trip, this time to New York. And all costs are covered by ATC, so don't worry, because the trip is going to be free for you.
It sounds like you're getting out of the classroom. You're getting some of those real life experiences, and that's what we're all about here for our students at Harford Community College. So tell me a little bit about your ambitions. Once you're about ready to graduate this semester, congratulations on that. Tell me a little bit about your future in art.
I plan on going to an art school after this. I'm still applying to schools right now, but I am planning on eventually getting a master's in fine art.
That's great. And your first steps were right here at HCC, right?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your plans.
I'm definitely going to continue pursuing art. I was primarily a writer, but since I'm from Brazil, my writing was only in Portuguese, and when I came here, I did not feel like writing in English because it's not my mother tongue. And so I decided to express myself in a different way other than words, and this is where I end up with fine arts, and I fell in love with it, and I'm definitely going to keep following that path.
So with the Student Art Gallery Association, there's a lot going on with it. Tell me about some of the exhibitions that are coming.
We do lots of group shows, and outside of the Student Art Gallery, we also participate in local events. Recently, we went to the Havre de Grace Art Show, where students sold their artwork.
Hey, and that's giving students the ability and the agency, right, to market themselves, to build their own brand. It's the Student Art Gallery Association, everybody. Well, that's about all the time we have here on The Owl's Nest today. I'm Matt Terry, your correspondent. Thanks for joining me. Please like and subscribe to all of Harvard Community College's 3 official podcasts, Feedback, HCC 360, and this one, WHFC Presents. For The Owl's Nest, I'm Matt Terry. Stay curious, Harvard.